By the way, Bill Joy's birth date? November 8th, 1954. Joy would go on, after his stint at Berkeley, to become one of four founders of Sun Microsystems, one of the oldest and most important of Silicon Valley's software companies. And if you still think that accidents of time and place and birth don't matter all that much, here are the birthdays of the three other founders of Sun Microsystems. Scott McNeely, November 13th, 1954. Vinod Khosla, January 28th, 1955. Andy Bechtolsheim, September 30th, 1955. Chapter 3, The Trouble with Geniuses, Part 1. Knowledge of a boy's IQ is of little help if you're faced with a forum full of clever boys. In the fifth episode of the 2008 season, the American television quiz show 1 vs. 100 had as its special guest a man named Christopher Langan. 1 vs. 100 is one of the many television shows that sprang up in the wake of the phenomenal success of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It features a permanent gallery of 100 ordinary people who serve as what's called the mob. Each week, they match wits with a special invited guest. At stake is $1 million. The guest has to be smart enough to answer more questions correctly than his or her 100 adversaries. And by that standard, few have ever seemed as superbly qualified as Christopher Langan. Tonight, the mob takes on their fiercest competition yet, the voiceover began. Meet Chris Langan, who many call the smartest man in America. The camera did a slow pan of a stocky, muscular man in his 50s. The average person has an IQ of 100, the voiceover continued. Einstein, 150. Chris has an IQ of 195. He's currently wrapping his big brain around a theory of the universe, but will his king-sized cranium be enough to take down the mob for $1 million? Find out right now on 1 vs. 100. Out strode Langan onto the stage amid wild applause. You don't think you need to have a high intellect to do well on 1 vs. 100, do you? The show's host, Bob Saget, asked him. Saget looked at Langan oddly, as if he were some kind of laboratory specimen. Actually, I think it could be a hindrance, Langan replied. He had a deep, certain voice. To have a high IQ, you tend to specialize, think deep thoughts. You avoid trivia. But now that I see these people, he glanced at the mob, the amusement in his eyes betraying just how ridiculous he found the proceedings. I think I'll do okay. Over the past decade, Chris Langan has achieved a strange kind of fame. He has become the public face of genius in American life, a celebrity outlier. He gets invited on news shows and profiled in magazines, and he's been the subject of a documentary by the filmmaker Errol Morris, all because of a brain that appears to defy description. The television news show 2020 once hired a neuropsychologist to give Langan an IQ test, and Langan's score was literally off the charts, too high to be accurately measured. Another time, Langan took an IQ test specially designed for people too smart for ordinary IQ tests. He got all the questions right except for one. He was speaking at 6 months. When he was 3, he would listen to the radio on Sundays as the announcer read the funny papers aloud and follow along on his own until he had taught himself to read. At 5, he began questioning his grandfather about the existence of God and remembers being disappointed in the answers he got.